producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework
for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Sorry about that, folks. Some producers down there are not paying attention to the show today, so do forgive us on our end. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean double E on Facebook as well. If you'd like to be a part of the show at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just one moment, but first you need to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, it really is. Our minds are the mind of Christ, right? We are the redeemed. We are blood-bought. And the Bible tells us that we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And folks, regardless if you like that or not, it is a fact, AccuJack. And if you look in the natural, folks, you're blood-bought in this country. What is it that actually redeemed you from a state of tyranny to freedom? The sacrifice of them that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that most people in this country don't even know. And of course, that's condemning to those that haven't taken the time to show some gratuity concerning those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. But to those that do have ears to hear and eyes to see, you're glad that I just said that, aren't you? Because we know that freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And that's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm just going to highlight as to what's going on in your country. But before that, I do want to let you know that we're going to be talking about President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism, the bloody butchery of men, women, and children made martyrs to the profession of Christian faith. But before that, we're going to talk about government by intimidation and identifying who the real terrorists are. Folks, you do need to understand what's going on in your country. You do need to understand who's doing the things that they're doing to your country. It's your own people that are playing the Judas concerning those that are your enemy's friends. They're selling their souls for 30 pieces of silver. And folks, they don't realize at the end of the day, they're going to end up hanging themselves just like Judas did. Read Acts 1 when you get a moment. But folks, I do want you to understand, we're going to talk about some serious issues today, because I want you to understand that the word terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. It shows you how much they have attempted to revise the definitions of words, folks. But listen again. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. So we're going to be talking about government by intimidation and identifying the real terrorist as well, friends. We're going to get over to President Grover Cleveland, who, by the way, wasn't president once. He was president twice. And did you know that he was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ? If you didn't know, you do now know. I like that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Court of Appeals. Listen to this. This is like some crazy stuff happening in your country, friends. And, of course, we're showing you the squeaky wheel, but we're also teaching you law and judgment to establish righteousness and peace. But that's up to you, right? The hope is what we do with the truth that's been given unto us. Court of Appeals. This is in Michigan. Cops can't remove Christians from public areas just because Muslims are violent. I want you to listen to that. Cops can't remove Christians from public areas just because Muslims are violent. How about the cops deal with the violent Muslims? You want to talk about judgment completely turned up on its head, folks? There you have it right there. Cops can't remove Christians from public areas just because Muslims are violent? No, folks, the cops are there to enforce the law. That's why they're called peacemakers, right? And they're supposed to deal with those that are violent, not those that are peaceable, such as the Christians. Let's put this into perspective and let's get this straight, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Teacher threatens students if they don't deny God exists. One girl takes a stand. Folks, you are listening to the guy right now that has been through hell, through the straight and narrow, through the many trials and tribulations and persecutions throughout this country after doing 360 high schools. And we are going to be doing another one, actually a couple more coming up in a couple, well, actually in 7 days here in the state of Texas. And in saying that, friends, I want you to understand what's happening here. We have a little girl standing up to the teachers that are saying to them, you better deny God or else. Or else what? Or else, if you actually take a stand the way that we have across the country, you're going to set three national precedents because we understand that the law is on our side. And this little girl is having to take a stand because daddy and mommy are throwing her into the shark-infested waters and having her fend for herself against the enemies that she know in conscience are completely off base. Just think about that. The kids are standing up and doing what the adults fail to do. Because they're too busy being entertained, so the kids are having to fight the good fight of faith. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes what? It comes forth perfected praise, and that's exactly what's happening. And you can rest assured, God is on the side of the little ones, friends. Read Exodus 22 when you get a moment. But again, teacher threatens student if they don't deny God exists. Well, one little girl took a stand, and guess what? Rest assured, she's going to win the day because there are law firms across this country that are waiting for Christians to actually stand up and play the men and women of God that they're called to be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Senate surrenders debt and spending hike deal to Obama under the cover of darkness. Folks, did you know that they just passed this bill recently at 11:30 at night? Kind of reminds me of the Patriot Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny, the Unpatriot Act, because they passed that at 3:30 in the morning. Why do they do this? Why are they passing these bills at 11:30 at night when America's asleep? Because they know that they cannot afford to be exposed for what they're doing. That's why they're waiting until night to be subservient to a minion named Barack Hussein Obama. And guess who's behind that one, friends? Mitch McConnell. And who's Mitch McConnell? He was the guy just a couple months back that was actually trafficking cocaine on his family ship. 90 pounds to be exact. Do a Google search. You'll find out exactly what I'm talking about online, folks. It's plenty of information out there from those that are willing to stand up and tell you what the state-run narrative will not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted, actually yesterday, but since it's Saturday, I'm going to share it with you anyways. Dear Mr. Governor, you will be held accountable for your treachery. Now, for those that do not know the definition of the word treachery, it means they're unfaithful in their own oaths. It means they're unfaithful in their oaths. Of course, in other words, friends, Judas, who betrays the Son of Man to be crucified. Folks, we need to stand up and be Americans. We're going to come right back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in just a moment.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about what's going on in your country on sonsoflibertymedia.com. In a couple minutes, we're going to talk about government by intimidation, identifying the real terrorists. As well, friends, we're going to be talking about as to what President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terror. We're going to talk about that as well. But again, we want you to understand that what's going wrong in your country, folks, it's not so much a foreign enemy doing what the Judases at the gate are allowing, because they're being paid off to do the biddings of the devil himself. So we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have U.S. soldiers back in Iraq under Obama. Friends, keep in mind, unconstitutionally. Isn't this contradict everything our forefathers did? Our forefathers, if there was a war that was worthy of fighting, which of course they did their best to avoid at all costs, they were the first ones to go. But we noticed that under the modern version of what you'd call the President of the United States, they just unconstitutionally and illegally take your sons and your daughters, your uncles, your aunts, your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your grandpas and your grandmas, and or your neighbors, and they go ahead and send them to fight the battles that are unconstitutional. And the American people, of course, stand back and allow it to happen. And then for some reason they feel that there's some honor in actually going out there and fighting some unconstitutional war. Now, don't get me wrong. For those that listen to me, nobody honors the veterans more than we do. Because we know that a lot of the younger veterans, they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here and abroad. So what we need to do is we all as Americans need to read the Constitution. You can actually find the oath in the Constitution of the United States of America. And with that said, it's very similar to what those that serve we the people in the military and our representatives swear to uphold with their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. Do keep in mind, though it's an unconstitutional war, there are many people that haven't taken the time to read it. So when they go out there and they do killing on the behalf of their corrupt government in many cases, they actually think it's honorable when in fact it is not. And I want you to keep in mind, friends, that you are hated by other countries. Though you are loved by some, you are hated by other countries because of what you've allowed your representatives to do to their country through the military-industrial complex. And you were warned about in America as to what they'll do and how they'll do it. And it just absolutely amazes me even to go back, because it's not just Barack Hussein Obama. It's George W. Bush. It's the Clintons. Then it goes back to George H. Bush, Daddy Bush. Folks, this is nothing new. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that just love the Bushes. You have failed to take time to actually uncover who the Bushes are, because there's no difference. Is it, case in point, friends, if the Bushes were so upright and righteous, outside of the fact that Prescott Bush was actually indicted for illegally financing Hitler's war back in the 20s and the 30s, for those that didn't know, it might do you well to understand that when you look at the Bushes, friends, you do need to understand who they are and how they operate. If George W. Bush or Mr. Georgie Porgy H., Daddy Bush, if they were so patriotic and American, how come they're not standing up against what's going on in this country right now? I mean, if they were truly American patriots and Christians, how come they're not standing up against Barack Hussein Obama verbally? How come they're not being vocal about their opposition, friends? How come they're just kind of silently going along with everything that's going on? I thought they loved their country so much. No, friends, there is no difference. Because when you look at Barack Hussein Obama calling for a new world order over in Europe before he became the president of the United States, after his 57-state tour, mind you, there's only 50 states in our union, friends. Also keep in mind, Daddy Bush called for a new world order over 202 times. And also keep in mind that he was the one that said, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? So you know now who's creating the chaos. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. soldiers back in Iraq under Obama unconstitutionally. Folks, do you realize that he's doing things unconstitutionally? Do you realize that he's doing things illegally? But folks, you've known that since day one. I mean, I see the news feed and the responses to some of these articles. I mean, in the hundreds, folks, and then in the thousands. People are saying, if you don't know who this administration or what this administration's about, yet your eyes are closed. No, I know there's some people out there that you could transport to the sun, and they still wouldn't see it because they have their eyes shut so tightly. I understand all that. But the fact of the matter is, a good portion of the American people know exactly, coming to the facts of the Constitution, that which is legal and that which is illegal, they know that he is criminal. But again, they allow him to remain there, they embolden him, they embolden his acts by the things that you allow, and that's exactly why he's there. Exactly what Edmund Burke said again. Kings become tyrants from policy because subjects are rebels from principles, and that's exactly what's happening in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Cosmo goes Sharia. Listen to what I just said. Cosmo goes Sharia. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Martin Luther warned Christians about appeasing Islam over 500 years ago. You know, but the American people have within themselves that, oh, that was back then. That's not applicable to today. No, I know. As a matter of fact, I just seen, right before the show today, friends, I seen Mr. Bernie Sanders, the communist himself. Folks, this man is dangerous to who you are. You need to understand that. Bernie Sanders is a communist. You need to keep in mind, along with Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and his administration, you need to understand that they are desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that which you have. In other words, those veterans of ours, those grandpas and grandmas and dads and moms and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and cousins and neighbors that are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the very ideologies, America, that you are now tolerating today, are giving voice in your backyard, and the American people stand down. Bernie Sanders was just at one of his presidential campaigns at a university, and a Muslim spoke up. It was a Muslim girl, and she was talking about how she is a proud American Muslim, and she had her burqa on. She was completely dressed up to par as to who she was and what she meant to do, and she said that she wanted to be a human rights worker. That's what she wants to do. And Bernie Sanders went over, gave her a hug. All of the dummied down, stupefied students in that room that have no understanding of real history because their professors are a bunch of socialists, and the American people knew that, and they laughed that off, and they thought that there would be no consequence for allowing that neither. No, you reap what you sow. But what happens is she goes up on the stage, he grabs her, pulls her up on the stage, gives her a hug. He begins to denounce those that are creating all this hatred and racism against the Islam religion friends. Now, what's interesting is I didn't know anybody was attacking Islam. I thought the Islamists were attacking Americans. Yes, that's proper perspective. But furthermore, Bernie Sanders goes on and says, I am a Jew, and she is a Muslim, and he puts his arm around her. And I, as I was watching it, I had said to the producer of the show, I said, does he not realize their objective is to kill the Jews? Is this guy really that carnal and reprobate that he doesn't even understand that? And he thought he was cool. Folks, he's dangerous. He is dangerous. This ideology that's being spread across America, friends, is anti-American, and it is dangerous. But again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Martin Luther warned Christians about appeasing Islam 500 years ago. 500 years ago. As a matter of fact, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Bernie Sanders vows to lead fight against Islamophobia. Man, that sounds really familiar. On the heels of what? Radical homosexuals, homophobia? Oh, I've already told you about that one as well, friends. Listen, Bernie Sanders vows to lead fight against Islamophobia, not jihad. Not jihad. Well, who are the jihadists? Who are they? Come on, let's call it for what it is, friends. What have we been inundated with the state-controlled media for the last 14 and 15 years? They're America's enemies. Now we have politicians leading the way to liberate them and take them over the top of the American heads and appoint them as the fox in the chicken coop in so many different facets concerning our government in this country. Wow! Wow! That's crazy stuff, friends. I want to prove my point. It's interesting how the radical homosexuals and the radical Muslims, they're all in this together, man. The free speech apocalypse is upon us. And who's trying to shut you down? Radical homosexuals along with the Islamists, friends. Hand in glove. Two peas in the same pod. It's time to wake up. We're going to come back. I'm going to highlight a couple more articles. And then we're going to get over to President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism. The bloody butcher of men, women, and children made martyrs to their profession of Christian faith. Right when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com 866-582-9933. Folks, I got to tell you how this works. You know, the Bible says that the word is shut up like a fire in his bones, right? And he's just, you know, there's points where Jeremiah just said, you know, I don't even want to say anything in your name any longer. And it was just before he could finish saying that, of course, he said, you know, he had to let it out. And let it out he did. And so anyways, I go in between breaks. I think about what's going on in our country. I'm adamantly set about winning who we are, to be established once again in this country, because we've never lost our foundations. We've lost our footing. And again, going back to David when he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock. Well, folks, the foundations are there. You just need to sweep away your misunderstanding, because people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you need to be educated by reading your founding documents as to where we're at and where it is we're going. Because, the friends, again, if we don't know where we came from, we don't know where we're going. And the way to know where you're going is to know where you came from. And I'm trying to always point my finger back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, saying, listen, this is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you aren't. This is who you aren't, when I'm speaking to the Bernie Sanders and the Paul Ryans and the Barack Hussein Obamas and the Harry Reids and the Nancy Pelosi's and the such friends. And the McConnell, Mitch McConnell, and Boehner's, and folks, all of these guys. I mean, do you see anything changing for the better? Absolutely not, because they've sold out. They are the Judases, every single one of them, friends. Listen, if they're not being persecuted by the state-controlled media, you can better bet your bottom dollar they're a part of the problem. They polarize and demonize those are the ones that are actually doing the real stuff. And they go for the throat on those people. Those are your friends. Not those that are just trying to go along to get along. We don't need people like that in this country anymore. They're destroying the country. Folks, I want to go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, and I want you to hear me carefully, okay? Who are your enemies? Martin Luther warned Christians about appeasing Islam 500 years ago, okay? Then I scroll down just a little bit more. The free speech apocalypse is upon us. And guess who's aiming at free speech? The homosexuals. And who's right on their heels? None other than the Muslims, being used as a political battering ram to upend the sovereignty. And you all know what John Adams said, that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And So when I'm looking at these headlines, I'm just thinking, wait a second. So who's the ones that are being polarized and demonized? So Cosmo goes Sharia. Then we look at a little girl. Teacher threatens student if they don't deny God exists. And then we go over and I go up just a little bit here, friends. And then I see Court of Appeals. Cops can't remove Christians from public areas just because Muslims are violent. Instead of the cops dealing with the Muslims, they remove the Christians. Give me a break. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. Do keep that in mind. Okay, and then going over to another article here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, high school coach Joe Kennedy suspended for praying in America. Friends, do keep in mind, listen to me carefully. Praying in America in public is not illegal. Now, keep in mind, just last week, we seen a film of about 150 Muslims out on the street in Los Angeles publicly praying to Allah. Who's under attack in this country, friends? Why are they trying to put the light out? Why are they trying to crucify Christians, friends? Because if you look in Scripture, you'll see exactly why. In John 7:7, Jesus said to his brothers, hey, they don't hate you, they hate me. And why do they hate me, saith Christ? Because I testify against their deeds that they are evil. And when you read John 15, he said, these are the commandments. This is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Going down just a little bit in the King James Cambridge version, what does it say? Because he took the cloak of covering from off of their sin and showed the world exactly who they are for what they are. Just think about that. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. A lot going on. I also want to encourage you with this, that if you look, because I end the show quite a bit with this, that if you're willing to fight, God is willing to give you the victory. Because God is always willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And the reason I'm saying that is because another article was just posted, actually 2 days ago, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where when Americans and Christians push back, we win. But folks, we don't want to just push back. You need to understand that you are dealing with a criminal mindset. I mean, look at this right-left paradigm. When the right gets busted doing something, the left, they want the extent of the law. They want it fulfilled, man. They want the hammer to fall, right? But when the left commits a crime, the right tolerates it with a apology. See, the fact of the matter is you have a real enemy that means to snuff you out. But again, we can't look at Scripture and say we didn't know that, because Christ already told that. It told us that either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And you need to understand that God's throne is set upon judgment and justice. Psalm 89. Going to Psalm 97. This comes to mind. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. Psalm 9:16, God said, I'm known by the judgments that I execute. Isaiah 26 comes to mind, where he said that he would teach the inhabitants of the earth righteousness by how? By bringing public judgments upon their heads. Folks, when you read the prayers of David, Jesus Christ being the son of David, does it not strike you that those should be your prayers in the book of Psalms? And oftentimes when you read the book of Psalms, David's prayers were harsh concerning his enemies. And why was that? Because you need to understand that the wicked know what they do. Wicked are those defined out as having a knowledge between good and evil, but they choose to act out the evil. as if to suggest to themselves, as they do, that they have the dispensation given unto them by God to actually make the right choice, but they make the wrong choice, and then they feel for some reason, because the right, as a figure of some grown-ups that just spank these little illegitimate bastards and brats, literally, they act accordingly. But as long as they know they can get away with it with an apology, friends, keep in mind, you only encourage them. You encourage their acts. You encourage them to act the way that they act. And then before you know it, they're aiming their guns at you, literally. Well, America, you're putting yourself in that position. You need to understand either you're killing sin or sin's killing you. There is no in-between. Americans are patty-caking with the enemy, and they're allowing the government to do it. And by the way, I'm talking about the corrupting government. By the way, do keep in mind, just to prove my point, speaking of the Judases, if you want to call him the Justice Kennedy, just recently, he did a assembly, a lyceum program in a college, and he basically told those students that if you want to live out your Christian convictions, don't apply for public life. Did you hear what I said? Isn't it interesting that when that injustice sits in his chambers, along with several other attorneys that want to overturn the laws of the United States through oligarchy where few rule over many, isn't it interesting who's right above his head? Isn't it interesting that he took an oath to swear with his hand in the Bible to uphold the laws of the Constitution? Whose law? God's moral law. It's a Mosaic institution. Yeah? That's why Moses is right above his head. Oh, and if that's not good enough for you, you might want to look at the back of the building where it shows a picture of Moses inscribed and engraved on stone on the back of the Supreme Court chambers. Big, huge mural on the back of the building. Got pictures of it. Got the hat and the t-shirt. Been there, done that. But it's interesting, there's a picture of Moses with the two tablets in his right and his left hand. And right under that it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. Now what do you have? You have a bunch of black-robed tyrants. What are they doing? They're actually bringing forth lawlessness to what? Enslave. Through tyranny. Not justice is the guardian of liberty any longer, friends. No. We are the law, say the demigods, because the American people let us do it. And guess what? We're always going to do whatever you let us get away with, say they. And that's exactly what they're doing. But interestingly enough, this injustice starts out, did you know that every single one of them see the preacher that has been appointed since 1777 start and adjourn court? God save the U.S. Now the question is what God are they now praying to? What God have they given themselves over to? It's not the God of the Bible who demands the enforcement of law against crime to preserve liberty. Nope. They're giving away to what? The workers of iniquity. And keep in mind, friends, because of that abounds. And why does it abound? Because the love of many waxeth cold. We've lost the heart of America. We no longer love. Because love is the fulfilling of the law. These people hate the United States of America. And isn't it interesting that they have the audacity to call the constitutionalists, isn't it interesting they have the audacity to call the Christians in this country one and the same, right? Conservatives and patriots. Isn't it interesting that they have the audacity to look at those that are abiding by the laws that God has established to remain a free people as the haters and as the terrorists? Isn't that something? Even allowing foreigners to come over into this country that mean to wipe you out, America, even to go along with the narrative and hugging one another like Bernie Sanders and the little Muslim girl with the burqa on, talking about how they want to change America through un-American dangerous ideologies. And the American people stand back and they laugh it off and they allow it to happen. Now, why is that? Because of lack of love. That's why. It's a lack of love. But look at how far. Look at how far you've allowed your enemy to push you into the corner of America. You know, they say the badger is the dangerous, most dangerous animal you can push into a corner. You know, I've heard that about patriots too, but I'm still waiting to see that happen in this country. And I'm not talking about an unrighteousness or lawlessness. I'm talking about the fulfillment of who Christ is through his church. Those are the people I'm talking about that understand that God is who he says he is, and he won't tolerate iniquity whatsoever.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism, the bloody butchery of men, women, and children. Just read the Quran, friends. Or highlight the Quran, let me say it that way. Look at the fruit of the Muslim nation. Look at how they operate once they begin to infiltrate. The bloody butchery of men, women, and children made martyrs to their profession of Christian faith. They come over into America, and then they call Americans haters, as if to suggest that the law is on their side. Like the homosexuals, as if to suggest that the law is on their side. The atheists, as if to suggest that the law is on their side, which it is not. Our laws stand against their crimes. Just read any state preamble in the first 20 seconds, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. This is a Christian nation. See, the difference is the Muslims, they don't pretend to be something outside of what they are in the sense of what they want here in America, like the radical homosexuals do. But we're beginning to see that mask completely being taken off, too. If you just look to foreign nations, like Europe right now, that's being plundered by the Muslims, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Same thing in Canada. Matter of fact, we just seen, I believe it was the prime minister over there that was in a mosque praying at the Muslims. All bought and paid for, friends. Someone's got to do their killing for them, right? But again, going back to the presupposition that God is, looking at the Word of God, we're under perfect judgment. And nobody deserves perfect judgment more than America does. Though I love America, I have to agree with God. I love America big time. I love America. I love my brothers and sisters. I love people big time. But I love God more than all of it. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And what is it? What's my message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Am I talking about the arm of the flesh? Nope, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We need revival in this country, friends. And the only way it's going to happen is when people realize that their sin is before a just and a holy God. Read the Decalogue. Read the Torah. Read the moral law of God. Exodus 20. Deuteronomy 5. Galatians 3:24. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus was constantly using the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Himself. You know what the law says? You know what the law says? You know what the law says? When He was speaking to what? Those that the law was given to. Romans 3. Unto the Jews were given the oracles of God. Yes! The Gentiles, which you are, America, you don't have that, right? Well, you do have that. You've been just blinded to it over the last 50 and 60 years since the Supreme Court came in and said, you know, we need to take those laws down, you know, because they expose us for who we are and what we mean to do here. We got to get rid of God's moral law. Though we're too reprobate and blind on purpose to look at nations that have done the same thing, but we're just going to go ahead and try our luck because things are different. We have more technology now. We can do things we didn't do before. Really? Did God change His mind? I mean, are you going to be able to override the arm and the hand of God because you have new technology? Sons of Babylon? Daughters of Babylon? Are you kidding me? Hey, folks, what's sick about the whole thing is they're not. And then they have the audacity to call themselves the enlightened ones. You know, that's what's just crazy about me. And even the people that are doing their dirty work for them, I've said this so many times, but I think about this often. Do they not think that they'll fall to the same lot? I mean, you know that totalitarianism, what they do is they bring in, when they want to destroy a country, communists. You do know that they use socialism, right? They'll call them Democrats, and then what they do is then they begin to call them socialists, and now, like Bernie Sanders, now they're calling them communists. They're calling it for what it really is. And then what happens is these useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, they kill them first. See, these useful idiots haven't opened their eyes to history, and what happens is they're the first ones to go. Because those that are doing the dirty work for them don't realize that if you lie and kill on the behalf of somebody else, you need to understand they'll do the same thing to you. That's why it's so important in this country that the American people come to the realization that we are ruled by law. And if everybody in this country knew the Constitution of the United States, we wouldn't have to worry about anything. Because we love God first with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And secondly, we love our neighbor as ourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we're all ruled by law in this country. You know, I recently had a guy just say to me on Facebook, you know, he called me an idiot, of course. And of course, the phone lines are open and they never call. But they blog about me. But it's interesting, they call me an idiot and then they call me a theocratic idiot. And it's like, well, every government is theocratic, regardless if you like it or not. You're ruled by somebody's law. And let me put it this way. You're ruled by God's law, or you're ruled by tyrants. So I don't want to call it law. It's called unlaw. So applying or making applicable to the tyranny and other nations that mean to rule by the arm of the flesh through arbitrary government or a despotic bunch of devils, you can go ahead and call it for whatever you want to call it. But it's interesting, folks, that they mean to rule outside of God, and we can see that through history that doesn't fly. And that's what makes America so special. With the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty, and we have been given the grace of God because God has shed His grace upon us. Yeah? Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? They'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism. President Grover Cleveland condemned Islamic terrorism committed against Armenian Christians in Turkey December 2nd, 1895. Massacres of Christians in Armenia and the development there of a spirit of fanatic hostility to Christian influences naturally excited apprehension. European powers have assumed a duty as agents of the Christian world to enforce such conduct of Turkish government as well refrain from fanatic brutality as have shocked civilization. Americans have been shocked by what they see the Muslims do to their women. It's not pouring acid on them, it's digging a hole and then stoning them to death while their heads up above the ground. If it's not that, they'll just beat them to death, or they'll shoot them, or they'll take a spear and jam it through them, or they'll just set them on fire. People are shocked by that, and rightly so. Or they'll behead them, or whatever the case might be. And it goes both ways, but it's pretty crazy. And people are shocked by that. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, what I just said. People are shocked by what the Muslims do. When I'm talking about governments by intimidation, remember I just said that. Because we're going to bring that point back up. President Grover Cleveland wrote December 7th, 1896, "Mad bigotry and cruel fanaticism, wanton destruction of homes, and the bloody butchery of men, women, and children made martyrs to their profession of Christian faith." Folks should start listening up to what Pamela Geller has to say, huh? She's been warning the people for a long, long time. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, this is in 1896. Our citizens in Turkey, in the midst of dreadful scenes of danger, their safety is by no means assured. Grover Cleveland goes on, "The outbreaks of blind fury which leads to murder and pillage in Turkey occur suddenly and without notice." Why? Because they call a jihad, just like the state-controlled media does, to those that don't agree with them. "I don't believe that the present somber prospect in Turkey will be long permitted to offend the sight of Christendom," said President Grover Cleveland. "It seems hardly possible that the earnest demand of good people throughout the Christian world for its corrective treatment will remain unanswered." This is like old news, but it's not. It seems like he's talking, it's as if President Grover Cleveland is warning the American people today as to what the Muslims are doing in other countries. But guess what, friends? This is in 1895. So when we take a look at what's going on in the present, I'm just giving you the presidents of the past take on what's going on today, because the point here is history repeats itself, friends, if you don't learn from history. I shared with you last week that over in Europe they were told that there was only a million refugees, you know, these victims that come in and pillage the countries, which they have found to be paid mercenaries and known jihadists, friends, in other countries. It wasn't a million that came into Europe. It was actually 5 million. So when you're hearing a small number by the White House that are allotted to come into America when there's a terrorist threat, America, don't settle for what you're being told by this administration, because these people don't know how to tell the truth. And it's these people that mean to put darkness for light. Isaiah 5, wake up, hour 2 on the other side.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.